It's 5:41, and as we were saying, Memorial Day is not Veterans Day. Veterans Day comes in November. Memorial Day is a time to remember those who have given their lives to defend our country. And joining us right now is Mark Van Trees, who is director of SupportOurTroops.com. And Mark, this is the Bob Williams organization that Bob Williams began some time ago, right?
Yeah, Bob was our founder. 12 years ago, he started sending out care packages to the troops forward deployed. Bob Medelke retired last summer after a decade of 14-hour days, 363 days a year of packing boxes. It just kind of wore out. So, you know, we still continue his mission of sending out hundreds of 50-pound boxes every month to the troops forward deployed.
And what kind of things are you guys sending or able to send?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
What kind of things are you sending or are you able to send?
We have a standard box because we've been doing this so long. They have a request. We put coffee, we put cookies, we put wet wipes, we put toiletry, candy, beef jerky, things that, you know, just very simple items, but you can't get them over there.
Some creature comforts, yeah.
The exchanges and the PXs about a year and a half ago.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Oh, and they really look forward to them, too. And Mark, I don't know if you're around at the time, but we worked with Bob because the biggest problem that Bob faced over the years, while he was able to get all of these things donated, the beef jerky, the toiletry items, all of these things he was able to get donated to put these boxes together, he still had to pay the postage.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've been with Bob for a long time now. I did the stuff behind the scenes because, Jack, as you know, Bob's not politically correct. So
yeah.
If you ask people for money, Bob, you know, so it's still, we spend hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in postage. It's still our largest expense. You know, we have just a ton of very generous, kind people who donate product. We always need the product. Right now, the postage is our biggest need because a lot of people, the response I get when I talk to people daily is that they're all home. Why are you sending boxes? Well, people need to think today when they're going to their cookouts, to the beach, to the races, that there are 54,000 sons and daughters, husbands and wives in Afghanistan ensuring that we can go enjoy our Memorial Day.
Right.
Jack, you know, we've got both CENTCOM and SOCOM here. There are 14,000 special forces men and women serving in the nastiest place on this face of the earth. They still need the stuff that we can send them. So we're going to keep doing it. I mean, yeah. Bob's mission hasn't changed. Yes, he's retired, but we're going to keep sending boxes, you know, for the next 3, 4, 5 years until they all come home.
Yeah, and you probably were around when we fought the battle with Congress with the help of Gus Bilirakis and a few other co-signers of a bill trying to get free postage in for organizations like this that qualified, which, of course, you're talking about an organization that's bleeding money all the time, the U.S. Postal Service, but we were trying to get for our troops the same free postal service that congressmen have. They get to mail things free. They have what you call franking privileges. Doesn't cost them anything to mail anything to constituents, asking them to vote, sending out all these letters, all that kind of stuff. We were trying to get the same thing for our troops overseas.
They should be embarrassed.
For the families, so that if you wanted to send a package to your husband or your wife, you could do it for free. And we weren't able to get it done because Congress enjoys the kind of things that their constituents don't all the time. And we finally gave up.
Bob used to cut open their all that franking crap they'd send us, and he'd fill it with sand and send it back to the congressman, and they'd call up and say, why are you sending me sand? And he'd say, because my boys and girls are eating that in the desert, and you're abusing your franking privilege. You know, we've been working on it for 10 years and still have not made any progress on getting them to ship donations. I mean, Jack, Corey, you know, we're the most generous nation on the face of this earth. We give and give and give and still nothing responds. Jack, you were in the Air Force. I don't remember. I haven't seen the news lately where too many C-130s are landing in Oklahoma City from other countries bringing aid to us. But in a heartbeat, we will give anything and everything to anyone around the world. So, yeah, it's a bit frustrating.
No, it certainly is. And we fought to fight. I don't know, maybe we'll open it again, see if we got a new cast of characters up there. But the problem is, you get the same old people that stay for 10, 20, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. But, Mark, thank you for joining us. It's SupportOurTroops.com.
Support.
If you'd like to learn about the organization and what you can do to help, and money helps because, again, they do have to pay the postage, SupportOurTroops.com. And that's a good way to celebrate this Memorial Day weekend. And, Mark, thanks for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Thank you very much, Jack and Corey. We appreciate all your help over the years. You've been our longest and oldest supporter, Jack and Teddy. You've been there with Bob since the beginning, so we can't thank you enough.